This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Danny Bible is scheduled to die on June 27th. He was sentenced to death in 2003 for murdering a woman in Houston named Inez Deaton. That was back in 1979. But how will Danny Bible die? Bible is sick, so sick that his attorney, Jeremy Sheppers, recently filed a complaint saying that executing him through lethal injection would almost certainly constitute cruel and unusual punishment. Mr. Sheppers, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.
What are you arguing here? Are you saying that he should still die on the 27th just by some other form of the death penalty?
With this lawsuit that we filed on Mr. Bible's behalf, it has nothing to do with his conviction or his death sentence. It's all about the method of execution.
Well, give us some more detail on the circumstances surrounding his health. What was it that led you to file this complaint?
Mr. Bible's situation is incredibly unique, and Texas has never attempted to execute someone in his condition. He suffers from a wide variety of serious medical issues. When he was being transported to the death row unit back in 2003 after he was sentenced to death, the van that was carrying him was involved in the collision. That ended up killing both the TDCJ driver as well as another woman, and Mr. Bible's been confined to a wheelchair since that point. He's also developed a number of other serious medical conditions, including heart failure, coronary artery disease, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and hypertension. And some of the side effects of these diseases are that at this point, Mr. Bible's veins are completely inaccessible and unsuitable for execution.
So what is it that you're contending might happen in the event that the state were to move forward and try lethal injection on the 27th?
If Texas proceeds with the scheduled execution of Danny Bible on June 27th via lethal injection, it will almost certainly add itself to the state's botching executions in recent years. Mr. Bible's an elderly, frail man who's been confined to a wheelchair, as I mentioned, and has this unique constellation of medical issues. Because of this, they just have no way of gaining vein access to him for the lethal injection process. That could lead to a number of serious complications. If they're unable to locate a vein for execution, the vein itself could literally explode during the process if they're not able to hit it correctly with the needle. And there's also a possibility of just hours and hours of poking around and prodding with a needle trying to locate a suitable vein.
Forgive me, I should know this. You say he's old. How old is he?
He's currently 66.
Are there alternatives to lethal injection that the state actually allows when it comes to the death penalty?
Right now in Texas, the statute only allows for execution via lethal injection. However, in other states, they do allow for alternative means of execution, and we have identified a couple of means of execution that would not require vein access like lethal injection would.
Well, for instance?
For instance, what we've pled in our suit is first at the outset, with a claim like Mr. Bible has that only applies to one person, that he shouldn't have to allege an alternative means of execution. And that's something that's currently pending and is an open question before the Supreme Court in the Bucklew case out of Missouri. However, we have identified that the execution could potentially take place via firing squad or nitrogen gas, which would not require vein access to Mr. Bible.
Firing squad would be less cruel and unusual than lethal injection in this case?
In this case, because of Mr. Bible's unique constellation of medical concerns, they just won't be able to establish vein access, and the firing squad would not require that.
What is the ultimate goal here? I mean, is your interest as an attorney, from a policy standpoint, opposition to the death penalty, or is it opposition to this mode of the death penalty? Or, I mean, what is the larger public policy interest that's advanced by this?
Well, I think a botched execution should be concerning because I think it would be something that would undermine the public's trust in the death penalty system itself. If you look at other states that have botched executions in recent years, for example, Oklahoma botched the execution of Clayton Lockett in 2014. Since then, that state's been in a moratorium for conducting executions. So I think that anyone, regardless of your position on the death penalty, should be concerned about a botched execution. And even if you're a proponent of the death penalty, should be concerned about a botch because that could lead to the death penalty system grinding to a halt in Texas.
Jeremy Sheppers is a federal public defender in the Northern District of Texas. Jeremy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
Now, we should note that after we recorded this conversation on Friday, the Attorney General's office responded to Bible's complaint, asking the court not to honor Bible's request for an alternative means of execution. Ken Paxton's office claims that the real goal here is to delay the execution for as long as possible. The official response states that Texas has never had a botched execution and that, quoting here, Bible's suit is less a genuine challenge to Texas lethal injection protocol and more a meritless attempt to postpone a lawful execution. And you are listening to the Texas Standard.